in Siman Kuf Yud Dalet. We did Sif Beis. We're holding by the Mishnah Berurah on Sif Beis, which means Sif Katan Dalet. So also Lahazkir, a Geshem. You can't now say Geshem until the Gabbai or the Shiat Tzibur is going to announce it. Okay. Rutzel Armor. A Fila Tzibur Mishnah is Balan Tfilas Musaf. Tzibur is Dabbing Musaf. And Shriya Tzibur is also Lahazkir Geshem. And Lohit was a Shatz. Unless somebody announced it before they said a Shemon Esrei, they don't say Geshem. Okay. Explains. So what they do is the Shatz will announce in order that the Tzibur should be able to say it. Which is according to the Chabur Pashas, they didn't announce it and the Tzibur didn't say it. Ramah is saying, no, the minhag was to announce it to allow the Tzibur to say it. In the case where it wasn't announced, nobody says it, including the Shatz. Even though the Shatz, he's really preparing in his Sanat Shemon Esrei for his public recitation, and the Sanat, so he's preparing for the recitation of Mashiach Baruch Hu Goshen, but you don't say it in the Tfilas Lachash. Kimish Lachukras Mekadam Atfil. I also want to point out that when the Shatz when the person announces it, he has to say Mashiach Baruch Hu Moreh Goshem. He's wanting to show the person announced Mashiach Baruch. Then he stopped. So somebody said, "No, you stopped by before Moreh Goshem. You didn't announce Geshem yet. You announced Mashiach Baruch. So that wouldn't change the halacha. It's not an announcement. You have to announce Mashiach Baruch Hu Moreh Goshem or Moreh Goshem. The main thing is not the ruach. The main thing is the Geshem." A person did say it, even though he wasn't supposed. Like Af also Lasus Kane, he shouldn't have done that. But he just said Merida Goshem. He Sharei Lo Shoma Min Hashatz. He didn't hear it announced. He should not have said it, but he did. Not only did he do it, he did it out loud. So Mekomalkam Mutar Hashem Min Lahasker B'Tivlasim. Now everybody else has heard it is allowed to announce if they're behind him, for some reason, those people who make those type of announcements in the Shemon Esrei usually are davening quicker. So I'm behind him, and he announces Moreh Goshem. Well, he shouldn't have out loud in the Shemon Esrei, which he shouldn't have either, right? So I'm allowed to say it now. Okay, that's considered an announcement.
So once someone said it accidentally, people heard it should say it, so did the people who already passed that point have to go back because they should have said they didn't?
No. That's a good question. Okay. The receiver touches on almost a similar case. Okay. Nearly the Imlo Zachar Geshem B'Tefila Zo. So I didn't respond to this person's announcement. I wasn't really, I was focusing on the Shatz and the Gabbai. In fact, the guy next to me is Merida Goshem. I heard it, but I didn't take in the impact, the idea that they're from allowed to say it, etc. I didn't say it. So I have to go back. I didn't say Merida Goshem. Some disagree with the Chayotim and say no, that this is not a valid and public announcement. Correct. The Chayotim wasn't that you must say it now, that it says that it was announced that you're allowed to say it. So you didn't say it, you don't go back. So obviously if you're holding, in your case, Irving, if you're holding past that, obviously there'd be no issue. Now, So the Taz says that the Ramah is not arguing with the Mechaber and saying that a different opinion. He's saying this opinion that you can't say it, and therefore somebody should announce it beforehand. He points out that I did what mentioned to you that announcing Mashiach Baruch is not sufficient. You haven't announced Geshem. Some places say Mashiach Baruch, and some are also Mashiach Baruch, and word at all Mashiach Baruch. Because nothing wrong with saying Ruach. Ruach can be said the whole year. Ella should yisayim umarid goshen. The main issue that you need to finish off the sentence with umarid goshen. Okay, zaya. So now, if a person is a chayla or an onus and he's not in shul, so he says you shouldn't daven in this situation, daven earlier than the tzibur. So now, why did you discuss the case of a chayla and onus? You say, stop, you're at home, right? So the Mishabura says, so one answer would be because everybody wasn't a chayla and onus, obviously was in shul, right? But he says, Zayin afim hu, pirish, di menu chayla, b'chom achshana also lahakt in tfilas in the tfilas of tzibur, k'mashah kosev simen tzavi. In general, your person should daven, if he doesn't have a reason why he needs to daven early, he should daven at the same time that tzibur is davening. So even though he cannot daven with the tzibur, he should daven the same time as the tzibur. A person who's ill, and that's going to be very betircha on him to wait till that time. He needs to get up earlier and daven and then eat something, whatever it is. So that person would be, is allowed to daven earlier. But on Shemini Atzeres, he should not daven early. Lo yachten tfilos to the tfilos at tzibur. Because he's in his bind, and what should he do? Because you're not supposed to say it until the Sheikh Tzibur says it. Lo yachten. I feel him mispel the base, also lahaskir kadim shemispel the tzibur. You can't say it before the tzibur says it. Velochein, b'nei yeshuvim. You have people living out in these. Not in the cities, not in the villages, but just out in the open areas. We call them the settlements nowadays. They don't have a minion to daven with. Yamtino b'shmini atzeres v'nispalo mosef ad shtamach l'sef sheish shos. They should wait till later on in the morning, like towards close to the end of the 6 hours. V'vada l'yachro atzibur yosem v'nispalo mosef. They can be confident that the back of the city, the closest Tzibur, by then it's for sure daven musaf. Well, she's probably musaf. We are mashav beruach, and then they will each the people, the individual people will daven musaf and say mashav beruach. Okay. Now, if he knows that they announced it, so then he's allowed to say it. And therefore, if a person comes late after they announced it, and he walks in, knowing that the derech of him, the shul was always to announce it, see, he starts musaf. He went out to the bathroom. Right, first went out to the bathroom. He came back and they already started Musaf. So what does he do? So Allah is, he says, I'll be shahum, mistam akhrizukpar. He has the right to assume that they announced like they're supposed to. So since they have announced like they're supposed to, so he's allowed to say it, knowing that they said it. Okay. Take a look at the Bir Lacha lo yaktim. So the Bir Lacha raises a very common question. That, what about if there's multiple minyanim in the same shul? So, the early minyan, they announced Mashiach Baruch Hamar Adagosha. The later minyan, they didn't. So, I know that the early minyan announced it, because my friend walked out and says, wow, that gabbai, you said, Shmak Mashiach Baruch Hamar Adagosha. I know that he announced it. Right? So, am I allowed to say, am I musaf based on the achraz of the early minyan? Tatabir locha. Lo yaktim. Mistapakno. I have the following question. We have the following question. They daven the minyan vasikin, or the early minyan. They announce Mashiach Baruch Hamar Adagosha. So that allowed me to daven earlier than the second minyan, even though I normally daven with the second minyan. If somebody's at the second minyan and he's a daven early, can he daven early? So, how does the announcement that the gabbai made by the first minyan work for 3 hours later? Right? Does anyone know? The Redim Rosh B'Shem, the Ben Amram, the Askar the Musaf Ma'alas the Mincha Ayn Shabur Rosh, L'Pogalei B'Sorazu, that he says that they announce by Yosef, and that's how you now start saying it by Mincha. So he says you don't announce it by Shacharis, you announce it the Chazar Shachat by Musaf is the Achroz, and now that the Tzibur will start saying it by Mincha. I mean, there's a multiple hour gap between the hachraza and the tefillah. So you see that's not considered a lack of a hachraza for the tefillah. Okay, it's a buzzer remover, Sif Gimel. Okay, after the Kibbutz Minyan Acher, So they're a different minyan. These people, it wasn't an announcement for these people. Furthermore, if we're going to rely on their announcement, it means that the second minyan should say mashivaruch by shachris, because initially they announced it already. So we said before, like, you know, the only reason we don't say mashachris because it's we don't want to be masik between the gula and the tefillah. Otherwise, you should announce it. And if it was announced, you would say it. Okay, so they did announce it. Okay, but they don't do that. Okay, Lord Mahani Zela Tfilas Musav Shachar Kater says we're assuming that we're a different group, and that group was the announcement for that group specifically, not for us. So our group never got an announcement, so we don't say by Shachar, and therefore you wouldn't say by Musav either until it's announced by in this minyan. Okay, but then Asav Yibol Gam came and Masha Posuk Ramo Basif Gimel Noigim Lakol Hashu Masha Baruch by the Ashkenazim. Pesach morning, right? So we say Masha Baruch Amar Negoshem in Musaf, even though we're going to say Tfilas Tal by Chazar Sashatz, but they didn't announce anything because we don't say Merit at all. So they can't announce, we don't announce, stop saying Merit Negoshem, that's not nice to say. So we don't announce anything. Therefore, the Tzibur will say Masha Baruch Amar Negoshem in their silent Shemoneh Esrei, the Ramah says. Okay, what about if there's an early minion already announced, who ready Daven Tal? So this shul has the equivalent of having announced Tal. Therefore, because of this question, I advise not to make an early minyan on the first day of Pesach. In the same building, the same room. Okay. So Shabur takes his child very seriously, and he suggests that that's what he should do. Okay. Passage from one room to another room is not an issue. So, you know, that's clearly like two different minyanim, two different places. So, but if it's in the same place, that's where the question arises. Gimel. So that was a case where the person has to say Masha Baruch when we start saying it by Shrin Atzeres. Okay, and you can announce now all the way around. Imamar Masha Baruch, Masa Chama, or not all the way around. But first of all, the halacha is that you stop saying it starting the first day of Pesach. If you did say it in the morning, in the summer, you did not say it in the winter, you don't go back. Now, Mishabur is going to explain, like the Ramah says, you just said Masha Baruch, and you didn't say Geshem, like we said before, you just said the words Masha Baruch. So that's not a problem. If you mention Tal in the winter, you didn't mention Geshem, you mentioned Tal instead. Or the minhag of the B'nai Swara is to say Morid Atol in the summer. If you didn't say it, so the Ramah Bono B'nai Ashkaz loy maskirin Tal loy b'masachama v'lo masachama. We talk, I don't say it. B'nai Ashkaz, we don't mention Tal either in the winter or the summer. We do not say any insertion at that point. So the shatz will, in Chazaras HaShatz, changes from Masha Baruch to Morid Atol. He stops saying Masha Baruch. But the tzibur will say it in their silent Shemoneh Esrei, and they will stop saying Masha Baruch by Mincha. He just said the words, quote, two words, Masha Baruch. He didn't mention the Geshem, he didn't mention Tal, all he said was Ruach. If you said it in the summer, you didn't say it in the winter, you just said Merah Goshem without Masha Baruch. It's not Ma'akiv. So saying Geshem is a way to placate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we can use such a word. We praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu about the Geshem, and that is a way to, therefore, we are deserving of the Geshem. Geshem will never take away Ruach or Tal. So even though we didn't say it, we should have. We should have thanked them for it, but we didn't. It's not going to affect the efficacy of the prayer, because we don't need the prayer. Geshem will not take it away either way. And therefore, it's not considered significant enough to make him go back. We do mention it. The wind is very important in the rainy season, because without the wind, the water would not evaporate, or it would take a very long time to evaporate, and the ground would become too soggy, the ground would become too moist, fungi would grow, mold would grow, and all the other things. But the wind helps it evaporate, helps it dry. So that's an important element. That's why we mentioned the Ruach together with the Geshem. So we don't aim us here, so we don't go back. Even if he didn't finish the bracha yet, so go back and say Mashiv Ruach. No. Neither of them are required, so therefore you don't make him go back even if the person has not completed the bracha. Okay? Now, the Ramah. No, the Mechaber still. You said it's in the winter, or you didn't say it in the summer, you don't go back. The Mechaber calls the Minik Swarat Shenoigim Lechachila Lemarit. It's all b'Masachama. The Mechaber is going like the Minik of Bnei Swar that they say Marit at all in the summer. But if you didn't say it, what happens? It's not a chiv. So therefore, if you didn't say it, it's not Makiv. Yudalad. The Bnei Ashkenaz do not mention Tal, not in the winter, not in the summer, not in the winter. So, but with Birchas Hashanim, when we ask for Tal as well. Because the main problem is not asking for Tal, because we said Tal, Hashem will not take away Tal from the world. The world needs Tal. Hashem will not take that away. However, we can ask for Tal Livracha. Within Tal Livracha, the main point is not the word asking for the Tal. The main point is that the Tal should become in a way which is Bracha. Yesh Tal Shein Livracha. Masacham Af Veshelo Einon Oimrim Tal. In the summer, we don't mention Tali either. But he Imam Moshechama, the person said in Birchas Hashanim, was saying Tali Vracha. In the summer, he didn't say Matar; he just said Tal. So we don't say. We say Vesein Bracha. Right? No problem. Bein Baskar Bein Meshela. So if you ask for Tal in the summer, no, at the end of the world. Ramah says, for us, we do not stop saying Mashiach Baruch Hamar Nagash until Mincha. Not Mincha. The Musa Medayin in a Heker Letzibur. So we don't announce stop saying Geshem. That's not nice. So what are we going to say? We don't say Tal. So we're not going to say that either. So what are we going to say? Nothing. So we say nothing. So we announce nothing. So the tzibur still says it. By mincha, the chazan announced that we stopped through his chazor shashads. That for mincha, you stop saying merida goshen. I already heard from the shi'as tzibur that he stopped. Shashamu. Im yachad achad tfilosoy ad shi'hizchol at shi'as tzibur l'ispail musaf uposuk melahaskar geshem. I didn't touch menesere from musaf until the chazan already davened tfilas tal. So here's the opposite. We want the person who lives in the Yishuv to daven early to be confident that he can say Mashiv Baruch Umarad Goshem without any question. He's davening before the Tzibur. If he's not sure if they davened yet, don't say it. Everybody agrees that by Musaf, the first day of Pesach, right? So by Musaf, a individual person, but in a shul of Davos Nusach in Ashkenaz, that the law is that we still say Mashiach Ruach Mordor Goshen in the silence when Ezra. The person skipped it, he doesn't go back. So, if you're in a yeshiva, you're not sure if you're davening before or afterwards, so then the right thing to do is not say it. Because that for sure, but you have a year to say. Okay. Dalit.
That doesn't become the chachila, then you're intentionally not saying.
Right, but under the circumstances of the suffix, that's the better option. That's your bidi abed option. If Amr Murid Agoshem, Bemaisacham, Siftal, Prince of Murid Agoshem, Mamasacham, Machzir and Osir, Bechazel, Risha Brocha. So he has to go back. He goes back to Risha Brocha. Yeah. Okay. Now, Vim Sima Brocha, that's talking about, you're still holding in the second paragraph, second Brocha. So you go back to Atogi Borla Lom Hashem. Okay, you go back to the Risha Brocha. Let's say you already finished the Brocha. So then, Chosh of the Risha Tefillah. Then you go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. This halacha applies even in a place where their rainy season is in the summer, and they require rain in the summer. Either because it's in the different south, it's in the southern hemisphere, or because this land, the way it configures, needs rain in the summer. So for the, we don't mention Geshem, because Geshem in the summer in general is not something which is a praise of Kadosh Baruch Hu. So why are you praising Kadosh Baruch Hu? Something which is considered not good. Well, over here it's very good. And this is talking about, even if it's not just my city or my little village, it's talking about the whole country. This is the cycle that it runs on. Still, in history, Geshem, b'mokam tal machzir nusay. Shulchan Aruch says you're supposed to say tal, but okay, he didn't tell. He said Geshem instead. So you go back. In history, Geshem tal. It's not just because you said it instead of tal. If you said Geshem and tal, so you said tal also. You know. Still, my zirnus. Not my zirnus. Zatim shibur sifkat nizak. Shibur sakhama. Hainu filo biyam rishon shepasek boy. So the first time that you stopped, hainu b'musiv shal yamtav rishon shal pasek l'machaber. Kon shal chanorach, by musiv already, they renounced murid at all. And this fellow said, ma shibur ruchim already goshim instead by mistake. But you got to go back. Ramo da'afka b'mincho, the ramo t'nagay by mincho. The chazan is the Shliach Tzibur is repeating the Shemoneh Esrei. Right, he said the wrong thing, so he's got to go back. So Tzvi will yell at him and say Tal, and he'll go back to the beginning. Okay. You go back to Atik Gibor. Yep.
Now back.
Right. Okay. So now, Salach is Masir, so he has to go back. They're not good in the summer, so it's not a praise. Kashim lo'olam. They're difficult. They're not good. L'roish habracha. Ubidiyavet im loy chazur l'roish habracha. Ela le rav lahoshia. The sign birchasoi lomer yidolei. The person did not go back to talking about the lomer shem mechayim simat to rav l'shia. He said rav l'shia, and he continued from there mechal kachayim beches. So he took out the words geshem. So that's wrong. But if he did it, if he finished the bracha already, we don't make him go back. But if he did just to rav l'shia, and he realized he's still in that bracha, go back to the beginning of talking about and start again. Vim sima bracha. Now, if you finish the bracha, so you go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. What's called finishing the bracha? I'm Rav Megadim, Shekos of the Hainu La'achah Shomer Bracha to Hashem. So as soon as the bracha to Hashem, done it. Now you're in the chasima, the bracha has been finished, bracha to Hashem, you realize you said Marid Agoshem, you go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, and Pashat, you would say Baruch HaTo Hashem. Again, not because this Baruch HaTo Hashem does not count for the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. Baruch HaTo Hashem, Elokeinu, Elokei Aviseinu, Elokei Avraham. That's the Prima Gadol. Ava B'Shari Tshuva, B'Chayonim, Kosu, the Dafki, Misim, Legamre. That's you said Baruch Atah Hashem Mechayeh Meisim. Then you go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. Well, Im Nizkir La'achar Hashem, you said Baruch Atah Hashem, but you did not say Mechayeh Meisim, so you didn't finish the bracha yet. So that situation, the proper thing to do according to the Shari Tshuva and the Chayyadim is Yisayim Lamdeni Chukecha. So you say the words Lamdeni Chukecha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Lamdeni Chukecha is a pasuk. Kedei Shel Tei Baruch Labatola. Now, Bim Kane, who kilo oimid badaim be emsa bracha. So you didn't say bracha toshem mechayim esim yet. You said bracha toshem lenim chukecha. That's a strange thing to say middle of this bracha, but that's what you did. So what's the lacha? You go back to being in the bracha. B'chayzul atogibor. But if you did finish the whole second bracha, chayzul roshatvila. Why chayzul roshatvila? Because what time the gimel bracha mishanas the chashivas kechada. We look at the first few brachas in regards to some halachas as one unit. So, because when you're in the second bracha, you can fix the second bracha and say it properly. Once the second bracha is finished, you can't just correct the second bracha. The whole unit has not been said properly. So you have to go back to the beginning. But the pasuk of Hashem Sosai Tiftoch, you do not need to repeat. You start right away from Baruch Atah Hashem. Okay? Even a place which they need Geshem and Masacham, Mishabur Chavetz, Mafilim Hoya, Kol Oysa Medina, Mispalim, Misanim Alek Shomim. Not only do they need rain, but it's tremendously important. And the Tzibur is davening and they're having tiny seem to have rain. And you said, Mered Agoshem, it's the Kabbaldic. No, go back because it's not a good idea. It's not a good idea. We're davening our Kishkas out for it. Because the main place of the Shemoneh Esrei is referring to is the Geshem and Eretz Yisrael, which is not a bracha. The Bir Halacha will raise the question that some people hold that you do in that situation, you do not go back. Okay, so if you sit in Malkam Tal, as long as the few Minigas Torah, German Brich Mesacham, Mered Atol, or Mezer Geshem and Malkam Tal. In the Minigas Torah, they say Mered Atol, he said Mered Goshem instead of Mered Atol. Or he said both. Either way, you said Geshem, you got to go back. What's he going to say? If you're living in a Medina which needs rain, so you don't ask for rain in that place in Berachas Hashanah. You ask for rain in Shemaya Tefillah. Because that's considered a need of a Yachid. But if a person did ask for rain in Berachas Hashanah, you don't go back. Why is that? Because there are Rishonim which hold that the whole Medina needs rain. The Rosh brings Rishonim which hold that if you do need rain, the whole Medina, then you do ask for it in Birchas Hashem. Because this is the need of this place. So, Zok to Mishabura, even though that's true in regards to She'elah, because we daven for rain. So we need rain. But over here, we're not davening for rain. We're praising Hashem about the rain. And the praise of Hashem is referring to not our place, but the most important place in the world, which is Eretz Yisrael. Over there, it's not a bracha, so that's not proper to do so. Shani Askar the Shevachu, Vayderek LaHasker Shevach Vadavar Shuklo LaBashar Mekamis. Even though over here they need it, but until they don't need it, they don't want it, right? Okay. Zog the Bir Alocha, Filo B'Malkum. So Ayin, very begotten to cost it. I feel if Eretz Kula Ashkenaz with Didan, if the whole country needs rain, Ashkenaz, Poland, Lithuania, Philhago Gray, Meshela, Ayin Shem Tama, that's not as good as, it's different than Shela, which over there, you don't go back. And it's not, it's talking about a place where the mamas, they need rain, and it's not raining, and they're davening for rain. Okay. Now, so that's what the psak of the Prima Gadim, the psak of the Chayotim, I passed it to the Mishadura, so the Birloch, I don't get it. I follow them, that's what they said, but I don't understand. So, Rabbi Tam HaShulchan Aruch Shom, Linyin Shelahu. What's the Shulchan Aruch that says to my Shela that you don't go back? You're supposed to ask Shemaya Tefillah. What's the answer? Because, Dilma Hechazakar Rosh, the Mistabra Tameh. The Rosh says, the Rosh brings to the Mordechai, if I recall correctly, and the Rosh paskins, if the whole country needs rain, that country that you're in, you ask in Birchas Hashanah. So Zok the Shulchan Aruch, even though I'm not going to tell you the Chachila to do like the Rosh, but he have a dilly the Rosh, it's mistabra what he's saying, and therefore you're not going to go back. Right? Okay. Zok the Rosh, Zok the Bir Alocha, okay. So the Beis Yosef is saying, I think the Pshat is like the Rosh. But the problem is that the Tshuva is a Rosh, Mavorsham, that Tshuva is a Rosh that we're quoting, Mavorsham behead you, the Huad, the Lenin, Haskara. He says the same Psak is by Haskara as well. That in a country which needs rain, it's not considered a Klola and a lack of Sheva, and if you don't go back, if you said Murid Hagoshim. Okay. Mariah showed me the Aftalot and Beis, but it was going to be more. The Shela Enom Nimshach Yosem Yaskara. So Rosh says, the Mora says that Shela doesn't continue after the Haskar. What do you mean? What about a country, the Rosh Hashitosa, which needs rain? You can keep asking. So you have a case where the Shela continues after the Haskar. What's the answer? Haskar continues as well. So according to the Rosh, you say Marsha Merchumara to Goshem. Shela is when we ask for it. That's in Berachos Hashanah and Haskara. We mention Hashem's praise in the Atah Gibur. K'moshet Zayin Agrosham Asim Akuvit Zayin Sifal B'Divrei Maskil B'Sharla Nayin Sham. Okay, so I don't get the Prima Gadam of the Chayot. The Beis Yosef was clearly passed on to the Rosh. We know what the Rosh holds. The Beis Yosef and the Rosh says the Rosh is mistaber. The Rosh clearly says you don't split the two. So why in the world are the Chayyim and the Prima Gadam splitting the two? You're going to be medayik from the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch because the field of Mokum. The Shulchan Aruch says even the place where you need rain, you don't say. But second, according to the Rosh, if the place you need rain, you do say. Chachila, you say Marshav Aruch Mar Goshem, right? So no, that's not a raya, because the Rosh himself differentiates between cities and a country. If one or two individual cities need, or one this city needs, because the way they're positioned, etc., then you don't say it. It means if the whole country, however you define it, within it is needs. So the Shulchan Aruch, you talk about a case of a city. Dilma hu ma'ar beza yoris, beza gam l'rosh, in l'haskar geshem. Kam yishar le'in lo yishol m'otu b'birich ha'zashan ha'bezeh. Kam shehebi raya shom b'chum me'ayidu b'nei ninveh. So that's not a riot. But if you have a whole country, so I don't understand why the situation, or a person would say it, then in that situation, you would have to go back. So after all this, Im Kain, the Fiza, I don't know, you should skip down to, before the end of the Bir Alocha, it's probably about 8 lines up. 2, 4, 6, 8 lines up before the end of the Bir Alocha of this piece of Bir Alocha. So Lach L'maisa, what should we do? Nim Kein Lefizet. The Medina Seinu Shetzichim Motzer Bein Pesach Latzeris, where we live in Poland, in the Lithuanian Poland, where we need rain in the spring between Pesach and Latzeris. Without the rain, we're in trouble. If a person would say Mashiach Baruch Hu Goshem after Pesach until Shavuos, you shouldn't go back. Okay. So what do we do? Her. So I don't know. Avakim and the Balav Hachi. Morgan Rami stopping with some Kuvia Zion sit cutting down the Dimash Shukunar Lomi stopping leaves a Kuvas in the Rosh Rakashesh at Siris Kshamim. Even the Shukunar passing like the Rosh by case of Sheela, that if you said the Saint Talamot to the Vrocha in a place which needs rain, the whole country needs rain, you don't go back. Maybe it's only talking a case that there was a Siris Kshamim, not the regular need for rain. Talking about the rain was not coming. Mm-hmm. And the country is being misana. And the Chomim were goes to Gzeira, and they're being goes to Tenezim, and they're davening and being Nisana for rain. So it doesn't make sense. You said, Dolmach, you should go back. Right? If that's all he meant, but in the regular case, where that wasn't the truth, we're just stopping for rain, like regular. So then, near the Chardain Loz of the Psaka, Prima Gunam is that if you would ask for it, or if you would be masked or Geshem, in the Atah Gibor, you would have to go back. Okay. But he says, excuse me a few lines, Kshesh Kshamim, we spell over his Kergeshim. But a case where there was a Tzirish Kshamim, which there, the Magen Rama says, the Shulchan Aruch is paskening like the Rosh, that if you say Umotor, you would not go back. So you shouldn't go back with Mashiach Baruch Hu Goshem either. Okay. Tzarki and Imkev Lach Shadi Spalo. Now, he says, let's say the guy said Mashiach Baruch Hu Mordechai Goshem. He lived in California. They're having a terrible drought, and it's mama's situation. They're davening for rain, summertime. They're davening for rain. Okay. He said, "Mashiach Baruch Hu Mordechai Goshem." So Mashiach Baruch Hu is mistaken. Maybe you don't go back. He gets to Birchas Hashanim. He says, "The same bracha." I don't understand. According to the Rosh, you're going to say Talamot to the bracha. If you're trying to pass, then the reason why you don't go back because you pass like the Rosh, so why didn't you say Talamot to the bracha? So Monash, you're going to have Elamah. You say, no, we don't let the Rosh. Good, so why you say Mashiach Baruch? I'm already Gosha. So Monash, you go back. But you're sitting here with the Yisbal, but there's a double because of the Nusenu. Okay. So he would suggest in this situation that you would daven a second time with the Tfilas Adava. Okay, let's hold it here.